Well, I got to tell you, folks, when I started reading this article, I was bothered. And then it got better and better. Is that fair? Better and better? Evangelical pastor Ken Hutcherson, (?), I am the gayest man I know, (?). Tuesday, May 8th, 2012, Christian Post reporter Paul Stanley brings us this story, and my name's Sean Harris. Dr. Ken Hutcherson, the pastor of Antioch Baptist Church in Redmond, Washington, posted an announcement earlier this week that many close to him, including his wife, have known for years. Hutcherson revealed that he is the, quote, gayest man I know, quote. Coming out of the closet is a difficult decision to make, especially when close personal relationships are at stake, Hutcherson wrote in his column, Hutch Speaks Out, that was published on the World Net Daily. Will my family abandon me? Will my friends still look at me the same? Will this announcement be worth the risk? These are indeed valid concerns that make a person live like a double agent for years. And even though this decision is acutely personal, it does help to stand alongside someone else who is ready to announce the very same thing, he continued. The announcement of the burly NFL linebacker turned evangelical minister and author sent some initial shockwaves through the Christian community. He and James Hansen, one of his fellow minister leaders, who is married with three children, are challenging others, especially evangelicals, to come forward and also admit they are gay. But the thing is, Hutcherson is not a homosexual, nor does the happily married man have a same-sex attraction of any kind. He is, however, on a mission to take back words, phrases, and symbols he believes groups such as homosexual activists and other liberal organizations have hijacked from the American lexicon. Seriously, I'm the gayest guy I know, Hutcherson reiterated in an interview with the Christian Post. My frustration is that some groups have taken words and symbols away from the church and from society in general. When I say I'm gay, what I mean is that I'm happy. I am a joyful and that I love people, and that is precisely what a Christian ought to be. So in my opinion, we just need to be as gay as we can be. Dan Savage, a pro-gay activist, says he is gay. He's not gay anywhere close. Yea, he may be a homosexual, but he certainly doesn't appear to be happy or joyful when he stands up in front of a classroom and he uses profane language. Nope, nothing gay about that, (?). This is not Hutcherson's first attempt to reclaim symbols. In an earlier story published on CP, Hutcherson talked about taking back the rainbow symbol that has come to be associated with the homosexual movement. Rainbows used to mean something very different than they do today, Hutcherson and Hansen wrote on Antioch's website. It used to be understood as the sign God put in the sky to remind us that even when he's angry about sin, he'd never again destroy the earth with a global flood, Genesis 6, 7, and 8. But of course, that's not what most people associate a rainbow with today. Hutcherson's challenge is not just to individual Christians, but to preachers of the gospel too. We've got way too many preachers, or those who call themselves preachers, preaching a watered-down, lukewarm version of the gospel, he said. We don't have a lot of shepherds, but we've got a ton of lost sheep who need guidance and the true word of the Bible. Too many pastors are leading their church astray by saying that homosexuality is okay. It's not, Hutcherson warned. preachers need to get out of the pulpits and start selling used cars if that is what they believe. Hutcherson called out both black and white churches. Predominantly white churches need to stop being white and start being evangelical by preaching the gospel. On the other hand, black churches need to stop being so social and start preaching the word of God, that sex outside of marriage is wrong, and that men need to man up and raise their children. The fact is, that applies to both churches. Well, since this is Pastor Sean Harris from Berean Baptist Church speaking to you, I can tell you right now that when you start using the word man up, you can get into a whirlwind of trouble. A whirlwind of trouble. Little did I know that those types of words would incite such a rebellion from activists all over the world. In emphasizing his point, the larger-than-life preacher compared being married to that of being Christ's bride. When I married my wife, she became a bride, Hutcherson said. No man is going to walk into my house and tell my wife how to act, dress, or what to believe. If we are the bride of Jesus, then we couldn't let anyone else tell us how to act, dress, or behave either. We're in a war fighting to protect our society, but the problem is the church as a whole doesn't even know we're under attack. Well, I'm telling you right now, Berean Baptist Church knew it was under attack last Tuesday. It knew it was under attack. It knew it was under fire. On Tuesday afternoon, 3 o'clock, we knew when the inbox was flooded, when our Facebook pages were attacked, when my blog was flooded with comments, when our Google site was destroyed, when 5 phone lines were ringing off the hook and 150 voicemails left the vilest words one can imagine, we knew we were under attack. We're fighting hard to protect our society, but I'd rather be preaching the gospel than handling many of the other issues, he explained. But if I need to, I will. I'm not going to back down from reclaiming what the gospel says to me. It calls us to be gay.
Fox News this morning, Governor Gregoire throwing her support behind the legalization of gay marriage, saying it will be part of this year's legislative agenda in Olympia.
Antioch Bible Church Pastor Ken Hutcherson is against the legalization of gay marriage, and he joins us this morning with his thoughts on these.
All right, so we're listening to a YouTube video. It was on the actual article, but it's been since removed from the article and found only on YouTube. So let's keep listening.
New developments. Thank you for being here.
Pleasure, Maya. Thank you.
All right, so, Pastor, what were your reactions when you heard the governor make her announcement yesterday?
Well, I think the number one thing that really surprised me is they are putting this as such a high priority. She has not been a great governor in the aspect of helping the state economically. We've lost all kinds of jobs and businesses. Boeing has moved some of this operation and corporation away from the state. And then in her last part of her term, she wants to make same-sex marriage the top issue for the legislature in a short session. So I think that her priorities is really messed up. And I think the reason why she's doing it is because she owes the gay community so much, so many favors because of their support in her first two terms here.
Well, be that as it may, I mean, the governor talked extensively about what she had gone through philosophically over the years and trying to come to grips with this. And as she put it, she says, it's time. You know, that the philosophy had caught up with the times, much like the civil rights movement did back in the 1960s.
That's the thing that gets me, is that she compared what the homosexual community is going through with separate but equal in the black community and what they went through. And that was an insult to me. There's no comparison whatsoever. Well, that's not even avenue. It's not even the same category of fruit when she brings that up. I don't think I've ever seen a homosexual that had to ride the back of the bus. I have different water fountains or be put in different bathrooms.
But they can't be married. But, and I guess
but
that's
there's a lot of people that can't be married. Can you marry your sister?
There are biological reasons for that one.
Well, because it's also the law, right? The biggest problem that we have is that I stand strictly on what the Bible has to say. I wouldn't be here if I didn't believe in the Bible. I wouldn't be in this fight because I've lost friends. Standing on what the Bible says, I've lost promotions, I've lost opportunities because of what the Bible says. So it boils down to one thing. God says it is wrong. It is not good for society. And anything the Bible says is not good for society. That's where I stand.
All right, let's talk a little bit more about that. You know, obviously Seattle has a lot of vibrancy when it comes to the gay culture.
Oh,
and
no
a lot
doubt.
Of viewers watching are maybe disagreeing with some of the things you're saying. Mm-hmm. When it comes to a traditional marriage,
right.
Aside from the label of it being a marriage, what are your issues with it? If the label didn't exist,
uh-huh.
what else is the issue that you take with that?
I think we have a real serious problem that no one wants to face, and that is what's going to happen with the freedom of religion. Just yesterday, I don't know if you guys even knew that in Hawaii, the courts ruled that you as a church cannot have an exemption when it comes to civil unions and marriages for same-sex marriage. And it's going to get worse, guys. It's happened in every country, every nation, every state. Inside the United States also, that when this become a legal issue, then the religious freedoms are going to be attacked. It seems like the only people that is right to discriminate against these days is Christians.
So let me ask you this, going further into that.
Mm-hmm.
If there wasn't a law that forced, as you're saying, people to marry in unions that they didn't agree with, would you, if it doesn't affect you personally?
It doesn't affect me.
Okay, so if you're saying if they do allow gay marriage,
mm-hmm.
And you're saying it does affect you personally to
yes.
see a gay couple married. How so? Can you explain that?
Yeah, because what I just said, I think you may have missed. It is not going to stop with just gay marriage. They're not interested just to be married. They're interested in eliminating anyone that thinks is wrong. And they want to be accepted regardless of what I say, you say, or anyone else says. And the only way to get something accepted is to eliminate those that is against it.
Okay, so State Senator Ed Murray is a gay rights supporter. We had him on the show just a little while ago. I asked him what he would say to you
right.
to get you to change your mind.
Right.
And here's what he had to say.
I respect their religious beliefs, and this bill would not infringe on their religious beliefs. It would not require them to marry anybody or to recognize a marriage they don't want to recognize. But what I would say is spend time with a gay and lesbian family. Spend time particularly with maybe a lesbian couple who has children. Get to know that family. Think about your own values of charity and think about offering, supporting that family by offering them the equality and protection they need and they deserve.
So what do you think of that?
Well, I think it's a great statement. I think it's just misleading to think that I don't know homosexual couples. I don't know homosexuals. That's probably more homosexuals in the church that has changed their lifestyle than anyone wants to admit. I've dealt with counseling with homosexuals. I've dealt with the whole aspects of the abuse that goes on in homosexual relationship. The 8 couples that brought a suit against the state of Washington years ago, of the 8 couples, do you know how many are still together? 1.
So
when we're looking at marriage, when I look at marriage, when I look at relationships, I want to base that up on what the Word of God says. And it is not healthy to have relationships at times that is that fluid and that moving. And there is couples that have been together for 7-8 years, but there's also heterosexuals that have been together that long.
We just have a few more seconds here, but I do want to ask you this. There is a human rights issue here. And in our state right now, we have an everything but
marriage right.
situation going on. And the big thing, and what Ed Murray brings up, and I think it's a valid point, is that you have gay couples that don't have visitation rights if the other is sick in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they don't have the same benefits. They don't have the same rights.
Mm-hmm.
And so it doesn't really matter what you call it, does it?
I think that if they think it was important what they call it, why they fight for it so much. They also have protection under the law. We also have other things that they can say what they want to happen and who they want to have the respect and where their material and everything else goes. The issue is they want the word marriage and they want to be respected for it, and they do not want to have a stigma on them that is wrong.
Can I know that we're out of time. I have to ask you another question based on something you said earlier. We've been talking a lot about the personal journey that Governor Gregoire says that she went on in order to come to this decision. She's a Roman Catholic.
Right.
We've been talking a lot about religion and the freedom of religion.
Right.
Isn't the freedom of religion, wouldn't some people say that that also encompasses other religions that might also believe in a God, but in a way that disagrees with this particular issue?
Sure. I think that there are other news stations also, but you work for this one.
Right.
And I work for an evangelical church, so it doesn't matter what some other religions say. It's what I believe the Bible say, where I'm going to be standing before God, and I want God to say, well done, good and faithful servant, instead of, like most Christians are going to hear, you are well done, because you didn't live very well.
Pastor Ken Hutcherson, thank you so much for being here, and as a fellow cancer survivor.
Hey, brother, right on, man.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, so there you have it. Pretty good interview, I would say. The constant suggestion is spend some time with them. Okay, I agree. Spend some time with them. I sat down and had an interview with one Sunday afternoon. And then he took what I said and just destroyed it, butchered it, twisted it, and did what he wanted with it. The fact of the matter is spending time with them is not going to change what the Word of God says. We are to be loving. We are to be compassionate. We are to extend grace. We are to extend goodness. We are to not be homophobic in any way, shape, or form. We are not to be violent. But that doesn't change what the Word of God says. That's the central issue that most people seem to be ignoring. And if you listen to the talk shows I did this morning on CNN, and they went to Leviticus. They went to Leviticus. Well, stop going to Leviticus. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter number 6. Read verse 9, 10, and 11. And then tell me what you think about that. Well, thanks for listening. I hope that this article was encouraging to you. I know that the pastor's interview was very encouraging to me. I'm glad that he is encouraging pastors to be stronger on the promotion of the gospel and what the Word of God says. Thanks for listening.